Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Lee from New Orleans.
Lee from New Orleans. What's up, Lee?
Hey, just hacking, doing some work.
What are you hacking?
Oh, some freelance work. I do web development stuff out here. Not chilling in the swamps all the time, but only part of the time.
You like to sit back and drink a cold glass of milk?
Yeah, I love milk. We have many milk producers out here in the swamps.
And do you drink as much till your little belly is full?
I wouldn't say my belly's too little, but yeah, generally.
What kind of advice is that to a 9-year-old to become a to become a quarterback of a team? It's like, yeah, why don't you spend some time practicing throwing a football around? That might be better advice than this kid power lifting a quart of milk every night.
It's a huge assumption on his part about the kid's dietary intake.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
That is a great question, and I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Yeah, or throw a football at two people like a quarterback would and get some arm strength going. This kid's, his arm's going to be made of milk if he follows this guy's advice, right?
Yeah. At least watch some highlight reels. You know, that's a little bit better advice than drink some milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Yeah, we're on the same page. So what's going on tonight?
Not too much. It's gonna kind of gross outside out here in New Orleans. There's no real shows going on or anything, and just doing some work. But I wanted to call in about the topic in particular because I did technically grow up along the bayou, so I have, I guess, an opinion about it.
All right, so you're handcuffed now, running from the authorities through the bayou. What are you running through now? You're running through water, right?
Running through marshlands, patting some alligators on the head, saying what's up to some turtles.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got those fan boats? Are those fan boats riding around?
Yeah, that's, like, it's funny you say that because when I was growing up, we didn't have the traditional yellow school buses. We had the traditional yellow school bus with those big old fans on the back of them, and they had to get us all the way through the marshland, but we did just
fine. Hold on a second. You're going to school when you were down growing up on the bayou. You went to school through the swamps?
You got to get that education somehow.
But the school bus had wheels and a giant fan on the back?
It's like those amphibious vehicles that you see in some cities where you can, just like ride somewhere and then go into the lake and hang out there.
When you got to school, did you, find out your teacher had e-cigarettes for legs?
No.
I gotcha.
Oh my God.
I gotcha, right?
No.
No. Yes. I gotcha.
I can't weasel my way out of this, Tom.
I gotcha.
No.
How I know it's you? You want to know how I know it's you?
How do you know it's me, my friend?
Simple. You're giving me what I want with every call, a little too much.
check the caller ID, buddy. We got a 504 area code right here. That's New Orleans.
Yeah, you're probably running through some. You're probably bouncing the thing. You're bouncing it. Yeah, because first of all, you have such a thick Southern accent.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what degree of sarcasm there is right there, but look, New Orleans isn't technically the South.
No, but it's in the look, when you're in New Jersey, it's the South.
People from here actually have accents closer to New Jersey and Brooklyn than the South, but that's
you're trying to squirm. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Just admit I gotcha.
Well, I did get some new e-liquid in my e-cigarettes for legs.
Oh, just admit it. I gotcha.
You got me.
I gotcha. I got him! I got him! And look, I'll say this. First of all, did I get you? It's you, right?
You got Lee from New Orleans. I don't have e-cigarettes for legs. And I'm not going to say I wish I did because I really respect my legs.
Now I'm second guessing it. I got you. It's okay.
Well,
look, you're one of my favorite callers. You're one of my favorite callers.
That's a high compliment.
But you want to know what? But what? But yeah. It's not you.
But Tom, I just gotta let you know that I gotta use cigarettes for legs, and I would hang up right now, but I just love this conversation we're having right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that I got you, right? And I got you.
You got me.
When the thing that makes me get you, your calls are just too on point. And that's the thing. You are your own. You betrayed yourself. Because, you know why? Every other caller on this show, I've been doing this show since the beginning of time, it feels like, at this point right now. And look, I don't care what your name is. I truly don't care. I've had a couple people come up to me and try to rat you out. I didn't want to know. Because apparently you're flapping your gums down there in Philly. You're flapping your gums, and you're the e-cigs for legs guy. You got a couple friends that are snitches. So just understand this. Every call on this show, on some level, is imperfect. They ramble. They're not on target. They come in soft and then find the point, or they start off strong and then they start to lose it. You're the only caller who delivers point by point from beginning to end. You know why? Because you're not real. You're just saying what I want to hear. You're not actually because the people who call in are imperfect. That's because they're humans actually talking about something they experience. You're weaving a tale of fantasy so you can hit it and sound like the greatest call ever, because it's not true.
Tom, I do have to admit, I rode a regular yellow school bus all throughout elementary school, middle school, and high school. So that is a big lie that I told you.
You knew I was fascinated by those fans, and so you gave me something about an amphibious school bus.
Oh, man.
Well, look, just say, Tom, this is what I want you to say. Hey, it's me, the e-cigs for legs guy. Tom, you got me.
Tom, you got me. It's the e-cigarettes for legs guy. And I'm just delivering on this great content about fan boats.
But you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do to you now, e-cigs for legs guy?
What you got?
First of all, give me one letter from your name. I don't want to know your name. Just we're going to identify you with one letter now.
L.
L. I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you till five to get out of here. I'm letting you go. I'm letting you loose. The hunt can begin again.
Tom, I know this guy is crawling in his skin hearing me masquerade as him, but I'm truly, I don't wish that it was the e-cigarettes for Lay's guy.
So it's not
you. He's got a fun gig.
All right. Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Do you have anything to do with your brain? This sounds like a false call. I have something. My antennae's up on this one.
It's not. I swear to God.
What line of work?
I work, I'm in C&D at a liberal arts college here in Iowa.
You what? The what?
I mean,
I like him. I like him. Sorry, dude. I like when you call. You can do that every week. Out.
Let me hear.
In a matter of minutes. Best show.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Greg in Philadelphia.
Greg in Philadelphia. What's up, Greg?
I was hoping to talk about the topic.
It's not him. I don't think it's him. I think that bastard escaped. I think that bastard escaped. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Bill from Tacoma.
No, it's a different guy.
Bill.
Unless there's a, unless this is now, this is some sort of, the V for Vendetta thing. Where everyone's the e-cigs for legs guy. I don't think I got him. I don't think it was him. You wanna know what? I don't care if it was him. Because you know why? Because I do the show to entertain you. That's why I do the show. I'm not doing the show to catch this guy. I don't give a flying bleep. Really? I don't give a flying bleep about this guy. Guy done brings it, though. I don't know. Now I'm confused. Now I'm the one who got caught. All right. Now I'm more confused than ever. Yeah, this stinks. I'm vaguely trapped by the thing with this guy. Now it's a full on, now I am no different than, it's like Zodiac. I'm just trying to catch a, trying to just catch, you know what I'm trying to catch? Ironically, e-cig smoke. It's as hard to catch this guy as it is to catch e-cig. And it's not smoke, it's vapor. Yeah, I'm trying to catch the vapor from an e-cig. That's how hard it is to catch this guy. I turn around, I'm the one who done got caught. I'm caught. So when it comes down to it, am I the e-cigs guy? I might as well be the e-cigs guy.